Hello, and welcome to the REC Podcast, the bite-sized show that brings the latest news from the Retail Energy Code straight to your ears. I'm your host, Paul Rock, the Head of Communications within the REC Code Manager. This September, REC parties appointed and reappointed several members to the various REC committees. And we thought this would provide an excellent opportunity to remind you who the sitting members are and about the role that they are expected to play. REC committee members are nominated by REC parties to attend meetings on behalf of their constituent areas. That is to say, suppliers choose which individuals attend meetings in the supplier seats, network operators choose their network operator members, and meter equipment managers do the same for MEMS. Typically, terms last 2 years, or three in the case of the Performance Assurance Board, and representatives can stand for nomination again at the end of their terms. Now, it's really important to stress that the nominated individuals aren't there to vote for the changes that benefit their part of the industry the most. Instead, we ask that the nominated individuals have the capability to understand the impact of change on the breadth of the industry, and particularly on the consumer, and then that they move industry arrangements forward in the ways that are objectively best for the whole market. There are five separate committees established under the REC, with slightly differing focuses for the types of business that they discuss. We'll run through these in turn. The REC Change Panel has the specific role of approving the change plan for every change proposal. This includes the timetable against which a change proposal progresses, and the assignment of the responsible committee. That's the body that has the task of voting to accept or reject implementation at the end of the change process. The change panel may assign itself as the responsible committee, particularly where a change intends to impact on governance procedure or crosses multiple areas of the code. Now, the change panel meets on the first and third Tuesday of each month. Meeting twice a month ensures that there's momentum within the process and that progress of change is not unduly delayed. The change panel is chaired by Joy Namani from RECO. The Performance Assurance Board combines a role as the responsible committee for performance assurance impacting changes, with a separate function as the body that assesses performance assurance risks and takes measures to mitigate those risks in the form of performance assurance techniques. PAB meets on the last Tuesday of each month and is chaired by John Dixon from RECO. The Metering Expert Panel is often assigned as the responsible committee for change proposals that have impacts on the metering-related REC schedules, such as the Consolidated Metering Code of Practice, or COMCOP. As the responsible committee, the metering expert panel will support the code manager through solution development, agree where documentation is ready to be sent out for consultation and impact assessment, and consider the code manager's recommendation as it votes on whether to accept or reject implementation of a change proposal. The MEP meets on the second Wednesday of each month and is chaired by Steve Brand from the Code Manager. And the Technical Expert Panel carries out the same functions as responsible committee for change proposals impacting technical aspects of the REC, such as data specifications and service specifications. It meets on the last Wednesday of each month and is chaired by Neil Brinkley of the Code Manager. And finally, whilst the Green Deal panel was established to be the responsible committee for changes impacting Green Deal obligations in the REC, no such changes have been raised to date, and therefore the committee has not yet convened. Now let's explore who each of the members of the committees are, so that parties know who to get in touch with if they have questions about the business being discussed. Suppliers have nominated the following individuals onto the committees: Dan Fittock and Ben Atkinson for the REC Change panel, Paul Everett, Andy Knowles and Karen Lee for the Performance Assurance Board, Steve Mullangani and Carl Dennis for the Metering Expert Panel, Mark Agnew and Jonathan Matthews for the Technical Expert Panel. Network operators have nominated Alex Travell and Andy Clasper onto the Change Panel, Fungi Matsivadondo and Tracy Saunders onto the Performance Assurance Board, Paul Abreu and Tracy Saunders for the Metering Expert Panel, Brian Heap and Tom Stewart for the Technical Expert Panel. And MEMS have nominated Dave Wright onto the Change Panel, David Brown for the Performance Assurance Board, Jeff Huckabee and Eric Fowler onto the Metering Expert Panel, Dean Berry for the Technical Expert Panel. Our committee meetings aren't closed shops, and as well as the listed members, there are regular attendees, including RECO-appointed subject matter experts, Ofgem, and consumer representatives. Anyone is welcome to request an invitation to a meeting from the chair. And agendas, day after reports, and copies of the meeting minutes are always made available on the REC portal. A list of each of the committee members and their roles is also available to access via the REC portal on the committee pages, alongside each group's terms of reference. Finally, parties additionally have the opportunity to raise business and attend meetings of the Operational Metering Forums and the REC Issues Group. Both are established to facilitate discussion of issues between categories of REC parties and the code manager, outside of the formal change governance processes. If anyone has any questions about any aspects of REC committees, we're here to help. Bradley Mercer takes care of the service desk for committees from the code manager perspective, and he's more than happy to answer your questions. Just drop an email to inquiries@recmanager.co.uk. That's all for this podcast. I hope you've enjoyed listening and that it's been useful to hear more about the REC committees, their purpose, and their membership. I'll speak to you on the next one.